Bismillah, we come to the end of the poem. He says, Imam Haddad says, Muhammad al-Mab'uth bil-Hidayah, Muhammad the one sent with guidance, truth, clarification and a high station, the pupil of the eye of unveiling and divine care and the spirit of every created thing. So, and then Habib Ahmed bin Abu Bakr bin Samayd, his commentary says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with guidance. As Allah says in the Quran, he is the one who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth. This guidance is of two types. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us with guidance. That by him we go to Allah and we seek the pleasure of Allah. Muhammad the one sent with guidance. So Allah guided us by Muhammad. So we praise Allah and thank him for that. Allah make us amongst us who follow his guidance. Allah says to Prophet, you guide to a straight path. The path of Allah, to whom belongs the heavens and the earth. Heavens and the heavens and the earth. So we thank Allah who sent his slave to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who is sent with truth as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one that the greatest manifestation of this truth is a noble Quran. Sent you with the truth as a bring bearer of good tidings and a warner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the two types of guidance here. The first is general guidance for the majority of people, which is following the sacred law, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outwardly embodied. The second is special guidance for the elite, which is traveling the spiritual path that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly followed. The second cannot be attained without attaining the first. And what is meant by truth is the Qur'an, could be the Qur'an or literal truth, the opposite of falsehood. Affirmation or tahqiq is affirming acts and supplying evidence to support them. This was the role of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, affirming the realities of the existence of Allah and the resurrection, which he did by reciting to them the book of Allah. He is the one, as Allah says, who sent amongst the unlettered ones a messenger from amongst them, who recites to them his verses, purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom. The station of Allah, the station the Prophet cannot be reached by anyone else. This is the wilaya that's mentioned, which is translated as high station. It refers to the special station of the Prophet in the sight of his Lord, which no other prophet, let alone ordinary human, can come close to. Then he approached and came closer and was at a distance of two both lengths or closer. Then he revealed to his slave what he wished to reveal. That's what Allah says of him. In fact, all the prophets and saints received their spiritual assistance and sustenance directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Busayris in the Burda, all of them are seeking from the Messenger of Allah a handful from the ocean or a sip from the rain. No. So Imam Ibn Arabi says that every prophet attains their spiritual assistance from the spirit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every chosen one, he receives his assistance, his spiritual assistance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the lights of his message sallallahu alaihi wasallam have not ended with his death; they continue. And every prophet, in spite of the fact they came before him, they're really representatives of him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they're all together under his banner on Yawm al-Qiyamah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one enters no prophet enters the paradise until he enters Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he's the one who gives, he's given status over all, except for a few of the scholars who whose opinion is not to be taken, that he's the best of creations, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Jibril had to stop. Had to stop on the Mi'raj because it was only the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could pass that station. The highest station is only for Muhammad in paradise. They said that if you visit one of the awliya of Allah, when you do so, you should bear in your mind and your heart that person is receiving their assistance from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in doing so, you're then visiting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you visit any of the awliya, you're visiting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because they only reach their station, they reach through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the khutbah of every time, khutbah is the one who's the leader of everything, or the one who's the highest station in anything. So you can say khutbah can be used to mean that this leadership or this status above others. So the khutbah. Highest of the awliya in status in every time is the khutbah al-jami', the one who holds this station. And the Sayyidina Mahadad addressed this qutb in his time. He described the qutb. He mentioned Ahlan wa sahlan bil Habib al Wasili. Welcome to the beloved one who's reached this station after the eyes of those others have slept. He describes this station, this qutb, and then at the end he says, "Yamtadu min bahri muhitah khairu anami bi'ajil wa ajil." All he attains is from the sea of the ocean of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Enough tomorrow, the khatam, inshallah. So repeat these verses, that inshallah we attain the meanings that was mentioned in them.